Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace. Go in the Holy Spirit's power. Sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. We would love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time. We worship at 9284 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga. If you can't make it in person, you can always join us on our live stream. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. During our Advent journey to Christmas, we've been looking through the eyes of the wonderful characters who tell the story of the birth of Christ. We know that there are two birth stories. We have the birth story of John the Baptist and of Jesus. We've heard about Zechariah and Elizabeth and Mary and Joseph. Let us not forget the shepherds who were keeping watch and heard and saw angels singing. Remember that the angel of the Lord spoke to Zechariah, Joseph, Mary, and the shepherds, and all who heard the same powerful and peaceful words, "Do not be afraid." Boy, do we need to hear that today. Listening to this message, maybe there's someone here that's really afraid. Who needs peace? Listen again to what the angel says. "Do not be afraid." We have also looked through the eyes of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, and through Matthew's eyes, the old tax collector turned disciple. We've looked through the eyes of our good friend, the Gentile Dr. Luke. Why did Matthew begin with the genealogy? Why did Luke begin with the birth of John the Baptist? Have you ever thought to yourself, how did Luke come up with these stories? Who told these stories to this Gentile doctor? And why did he write them down? Most scholars suggest that Mary, the mother of Jesus, most likely told Luke about the birth stories. I encourage you to watch the Christmas special of The Chosen. What a wonderful time of worship and reflection on the birth of Christ. The first half of the Christmas show is music, then the film begins. It's wonderful. Our Old Testament reading comes from the prophet Isaiah, and our New Testament comes from our good friend Dr. Luke. Before we turn to God's word of hope, love, joy, and peace, let us come to the Prince of Peace in a moment of prayer. Lord Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Come and rule and reign in our hearts, our homes, our lives, and our world today. May your words of peace give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. If you have a Bible, grab it. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 9, 1 through 7, and then Luke chapter 2, 8 through 20. Listen, if you don't have a Bible, our church would love to send you a Bible. We have a man in the church that's giving away one-year Bibles, and we would love to send you one. Just email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship. We also have a little reference book we would love to give away. So Isaiah chapter 9, 1 through 7. Listen for God's word. "But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing the plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors, you have broken as in the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us, authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Now we're going to turn to Luke in our New Testament, Luke chapter 2, 8 through 20. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. See, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see the thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Wow, what a powerful story. I know you've read it. I know you've heard it. We're blessed to read it again. I pray that God's word would just envelop us as we study it today. We're finally to the last Sunday of Advent. Each week, we've had a little acronym for the four themes of the Advent candles. The first candle is hope. The second candle is love. The third candle is joy. And today, or this week, is the fourth candle of peace. Hope. I give you the little acronym. Holy One prepares everyone, or I like Heaven's One Promise, Emmanuel. Hope. Heaven's One Promise, Emmanuel. Love. Listen. Overlook, value, and encourage. Joy, Jesus, others, and you. Peace. Peace exists as Christ enters. Among the students at a college was a young man on crutches. Although not a handsome fellow, he had a talent for friendliness and optimism, and he earned many scholastic honors as well as the respect of his classmates. One day, a new student asked him what had caused him to become so badly crippled. His answer was, "Infantile paralysis," replied the young man. "With a misfortune like that," exclaimed the other fellow, "how can you face the world so confidently and so happily?" "Oh," replied the man with polio. He was a polio victim. "The disease never touched my heart." Well, pause and ponder that. The disease never touched my heart. How true is that story? Jesus knows. I would put it this way, know Jesus, know peace, K-N-O-W. Know Jesus, K-N-O-W, know peace, K-N-O-W, peace. Or you could say, know Jesus, N-O, know Jesus, know, N-O, peace. Remember that peace exists as Christ enters. That's the acronym. Peace exists as Christ enters. Maybe the angels are onto something really, really big. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I'm praying for those that are afraid right now during this season, whether it be the afraid of wars and rumors of wars, afraid of medical reports, afraid of financial issues or relationship issues. I pray you hear those words. Do not be afraid. Christ is born. The Prince of Peace has come to earth. Maybe a good so what for us early in our message today is how many have allowed whatever's happening, whether it was the pandemic or the wars, to touch our hearts. Well, I think illnesses, fear of illnesses, whether it's a pandemic, a fear of financial ruin, fear of stress with family issues, those things touch our hearts. If you find yourself, with maybe a pandemic heart problem or a relationship problem or a medical problem, peace be unto you this day. It's what Jesus said to his disciples in the upper room after his resurrection. Peace exist as Christ enters. I want to give you a few verses on peace that I have that help me hold on to peace. They're my verses. Well, they're not really my verses. They're verses in the Bible, but they're verses that I hold on to when I'm stressed, when I'm fatigued, when I'm anxious. These are some great verses. The first is Psalm 4, verse 8. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Isaiah 26:3, one of my favorites. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Luke 2:14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace on those on whom his favor rests. Favor is grace. May the grace of the Lord rest upon you, and you have peace. I like John 14:27. When Jesus enters, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27 would be a great verse to memorize. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Well, as you can tell, I've been thinking a lot about peace this week. We need peace in the Ukraine. We need peace in Israel and Palestine. We need peace maybe in our schools. We need peace in our workplaces. We need peace in our government. We need peace in our homes. I've been thinking a lot about the turmoil and trouble and fears and worries, heartaches, hurts and pains, even the shame and sin that hound us day by day. Well, here's my 3 points for today's message. Peace with God, peace of God, and the peace for God. In the Bible, there's a story about a guy by the name of Jacob who wrestled with God. Did you know that Jacob wrestled with God most of his life, cheating his brother out of a birthright and fleeing to another country? Jacob wrestled with his past like he wrestled with God. Have you or are you wrestling with your past? Jacob wrestled with God all night. And finally, the angel of the Lord blessed Jacob. I really identified with that story since, well, I was a wrestler in high school and college, and I continue refereeing high school wrestling. The truth be told, we all need to stop wrestling with God. We need to stop fighting God so that we can find peace with God. All we need to do to find peace is to stop wrestling with God. Peace with God is the first step to real peace. When we have peace with God, God will heal our past, our sins, our failures, our mistakes, and turn our heartaches and hurts into love, joy, hope, and peace. Have you been living in the valley of heartaches and hurts? Remember what the angel said to Zechariah, to Mary, to Joseph, and to the shepherds. Do not be afraid. Ask God to heal your past right now. Let's do it right now. Dear God, I'm tired of wrestling. Today, I'm asking you to heal my past. I don't want to be afraid. I want your peace. That's a simple prayer. Dear God, I'm tired of wrestling. Today, I'm asking you to heal my past. I don't want to be afraid. I want your peace. So you have the peace with God. How about the peace of God, or the peace in our present? P-R-E-S-N-T, like we open presents at Christmas. This peace with God is so refreshing. It's like taking a cold drink of fresh water from a cold fountain on a hot summer day. If the peace with God heals and redeems our past, then the peace of God will set us free to live in the present situations. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. We're talking about the peace of God, the peace with God. And we would love to have you have our worship team and prayer team pray for you. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship and click on that. The peace of God is so refreshing. On our trip to Florida a while back, my wife and I decided that we would like to be our son. Every time he flies, he hands out, well, $10 Starbucks cards. I've been doing this for a few years now, giving out a $10 Starbucks card to the flight attendants that serve us on our plane. Here's how it goes down. I hand the cards to the main cabin flight attendant as we enter. On the cards this trip, we wrote, Merry Christmas, thank you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. You want good service on your flight? Try this. The flight attendants were so thankful and appreciative, they would all come by and thank us. Some gave us some extra cookies and pretzels and extra bottles of water. On our last flight home from Dallas, the crew had a hard day. They were on their last flight at 9 p.m. They were flying all day, and many of the Christmas travelers had not been very so nice. The flight crew was so overwhelmed with our little gift of $10 that at the end of the flight, one of the attendants came up and shared that they had put together a little package for us. They said that they could not thank us enough for what we did. Listen, all we did was give them a $10 Starbucks card, each one of them. They said they couldn't thank us for what we did. Come on, $10? As the crew did their last trash and dash, one of the flight attendants whispered in my wife's ear, We put together a little something to tell you how much your gift blessed us. It's not trash, so don't throw it away. And we put the gray bag under the seat. And here's what was in it. Well, they had two masks, two bottles of water, two waste bags stuffed with snacks. They all wrote on the bag and thanked us. And then they had this, well, I'm going to tell you, they put one of those little bottles of wine in there. And I don't drink, so that was interesting. But talk about peace of God. The peace of God was so evident in the flight attendants that we had just come off this Advent week of joy, Jesus, others, and you. Like my son said the other day, my friend told me to be a crazy stupid with God's love. Well, I would encourage you to try that. Try and be crazy stupid with God's love and God's joy and see where the peace of God and the peace with God just rules in your life. When Jesus gathered his disciples in the upper room the night before he was betrayed, he said to them, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I don't give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled, and don't let them be afraid. Wow, there it is again. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Peace not as the world gives. Isn't that what we're looking for? Our hearts have been troubled for a long time. Our hearts have lived in turmoil, well, the last few years with all the COVID and pandemic and wars and financial concerns and health concerns. But here in this birth story is a peace that will surpass all of our understandings. All we have to do is to lift our concerns and cares to God, and we can find peace in Christ. We all need the Prince of Peace. Remember, peace exists as Christ enters. That's my acronym. Peace exists as Christ enters. I believe the answer to the world's problems is to ask for the Prince of Peace to give us the kind of peace that surpasses our understanding. We need to ask the Prince of Peace to come into our hearts and rule and reign. So, write this down. If you're driving, you can't write it down. But maybe write it down in your mind. Peace. Peace exists as Christ enters. Past. Stop wrestling with God. Present. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled, and don't be afraid. So you got the peace with God, the peace of God, now the peace for God, the peace in our future. With all the rules and regulations, masks and quarantines, and all the different things that we've gone on, the truth be told, we all need to be reconciled with God and with one another. That is why Jesus came. He came to reconcile the whole world to God. He came to give us the ministry of reconciliation. We are the ambassadors of Christ. Christ of the Andes is an impressive symbol of peace. Once Chile and Argentina were enemies and fought constantly. At last, they decided it was their mutual interest to live in peace. So high upon their natural boundaries, the Andes Mountains, they erected a great statue of Christ with outstretched arms. The inscription reads, quote, sooner shall these mountains crumble into dust than the Argentines and the Chileans break the peace sworn at the feet of Christ the Redeemer. Ooh, Christmas reminds me of the coming peace on earth. Jesus was known as the Prince of Peace. His motives and manner and ministry all reflect perfect peace. He said, happy are those who make peace, for they will be known as sons and daughters of God. So what? Let's wrap it up and bring it home, Pastor Dave. There's going to be people who come across this Christmas who are looking for peace. My wife and I just came across 16 flight attendants who retired. One little Starbucks card and a few words of, you are appreciated, was all it took to turn their day around. Is there someone you can bless this week? Let me pause and ponder that. Is there someone you can bless this week? Well, like my son told me, don't hold back. Be crazy stupid with God's amazing grace and love. I'm going to challenge you. Be crazy stupid with God's amazing love and grace and see what peace happens. So look at this, past, present, and future. Past, peace with God. Stop wrestling and fighting with God. Present, peace of God. Do not be afraid. Lift every single worry to God. Future, a peace for God. That's the peace you have now unto others, and you don't even have to know them. Just do it. Let's pray. Now, I want to pray for the folks who are coming in and going out each Christmas season. I pray for those who don't have peace. I pray for those who have been wrestling for years, who don't have peace with God or peace with others. I pray that you will have Emmanuel, God with us. Lord God, we ask that you send the army of angels to us today so that we can hear, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy to find the baby in the manger. Let there be peace on earth. I pray for those who need to experience the peace of God in the present situations. You know, the things that are going on in your homes, your workplaces, your schools, your neighborhoods, or your churches. Help all of us to have the peace that passes understanding. I especially pray for the peace that you're bringing forth right now in our lives, Lord. Let us become your ambassadors of reconciliation. Let us truly learn how to pass the peace. Peace with God, the peace of God, and the peace for God. A tiny baby born in a manger. You are our Prince of Peace. Amen. Well, one last note before we leave. The flight attendants gave us really communion. Yes, they gave us some bread or crackers, and they gave us a little bottle of wine. Through the brokenness of Christ and through the blood life he shed, we can only find our peace that surpasses all understanding. It's a beginning right now to look like Christmas. Let's pray. Lord God, we give thanks for each and every person that listens each week. Pray specifically for those that need peace. Peace with God from their past. I pray that they would come to you and ask God to be in their hearts. I pray that they would stop wrestling and forgive themselves and even forgive those that have hurt them so that they can move forward. I pray for the peace of God so that we don't be afraid to live right now in the present, that we would be your disciples and that we would be like the shepherds, go and proclaiming all that we have seen and heard. And I pray for the peace for God, that we would pass that peace on right now with our family members, with our co-workers, with our employees or employers. We would be the instrument of peace that you use in this world, in Jesus' name. I want you to know that God loves you, and so do I. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you this day and always. Peace of God be with you. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. Or you can send a message through the church website, TheSeedChristianFellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.